Now, I just want to explore with you for a little while the ideas of wise and foolish. But first of all, perhaps I could ask you, particularly the younger people, if you can think of somebody, give me an example of somebody you think is wise. Any ideas? Do you think the Prime Minister is wise? Sometimes. Okay. Do you think the Archbishop of Canterbury is wise? Was that another sometimes? So is there anybody that's wise most of the time? The Archbishop of York. Okay. What about somebody who's foolish? Gentleman on Sky Sports this week. Andy Gray was one of them, yes. I can't remember the name of the other one, to be honest. If you might remember during the election, Gordon Brown was going around and he talked to this lady for a while, and then afterwards he said something about her in the car when the microphone was on. And that could be said to be rather foolish, to actually say things when there might be a microphone around, if you don't want other people to hear. Do you think being wise and being clever are the same thing? I see most people shaking their heads. And what about being foolish and being stupid? Are they the same thing? Everybody shaking their head again. So we have made some useful progress. Being wise is not synonymous with being clever or intelligent or knowing an awful lot about something, and being foolish is not synonymous with not being particularly well educated or not being able to mental arithmetic very quickly or something like that, or understanding the stock market or anything else. Because you don't understand those things certainly doesn't make you foolish. So this morning we're going to look at what the Bible says about people who are wise and people who are foolish. And actually, we can probably think of quite a few people in the Bible themselves who were foolish. Any suggestions? Yeah. Good, good example. The man who built his house upon the sand. Any other? Okay. Virgins, that's good. You're thinking of things that I hadn't thought of, so that's great. What about some people who were, other people who were wise, because there were some wise bridesmaids as well as some foolish ones. Anybody else who was wise? Solomon. Yes, Solomon was wise. Do you remember him? Do you remember one particular wise decision he made when two ladies were disputing whose baby it was? Anyone remember that? Certainly somebody at the back remembers. Any of the younger people remember that one? It's very interesting, because what he said was, okay, well, there's two of you, there's one baby, I'll saw it in half and you can have half each. And of course, the woman whose baby it was said, no, no, don't do that, give it to the other one. And then he knew that it was really her baby, because she loved the baby more than the woman whose baby it wasn't. So he found a rather clever way of discovering who the true mother of that baby was. And we're going to look a little bit more at some quite difficult passages in some ways, from Corinthians, and a more familiar passage from Matthew later on. But I think it's worth thinking about what wise and foolish mean, because it's often we think people are wise, but actually they're just knowledgeable. Just one other thing, I don't know whether you heard this particular example. There was actually somebody in the House of Lords who was convicted of claiming money on his expenses for a house that he actually never lived in. Now, how foolish was that? And apparently, from the newspaper reports, he was surprised that he was then convicted of doing this. So in some ways, he might have been quite a clever man, but in other ways, he was very, very foolish. So we need to be as clever as we can. It's good to be educated, but we actually need to be wise along with it. We need to know our own limitations to do the best that we can with the abilities that we've been given.